Okay, we're on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph at the bottom, two dots. Meisu Balei and Achilo Shosu. The woman is supposed to go through the process, and her husband died. So Beishamei Omrin, that that she gets her ksuba, and she doesn't drink because her husband has to bring her, but she gets her ksuba. And Beisilo holds that she doesn't get her ksuba. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's the machlokas? The Maikam Miflegei. Beishamei Sabri Shtar Ha'omid Ligvos Kigovli Domi. Rabbi Yishamei holds that once you have a shtar, so the shtar is considered already like collected. So the woman is the muhzak on her ksuba. Holding a shtar chov over somebody else, which the ksuba is, a shtar over the husband, so it's considered like the woman already collected her ksuba, even though she doesn't collect it till death. But the maisa, what's it called, she's a muhzak on her ksuba from the time the shtar is written. And therefore, now the husband died, and we're not sure whether she's tahor or not, and she can't go through the process. So she doesn't lose her ksuba, misafik, amos michalev, alright. The yorshim of the husband want to get her ksuba, and she wants to get her ksuba. She's a muhzuk, so amos michalev, alright. So Rashi, and Beisilo holds, Beisilo savrei, shtar ha'omid ligvos lavki govli domi. And therefore, who are the muhzukim on the nechosim of the husband? His yorshim. And therefore, she's the motzi. So she can't bring a proof that she is tahar, because she can't go through the process. So therefore, they get the ksuba and not her. Okay, let's see Rashi. V'maika miflegei, ezu tam nosnu divrehim. What is the reason behind this machlokas, whether she does get her ksuba or not? V'shamei savri shtar ha'omid ligvos kigovi domi. Mi sheyesh lo shtar chov al chadero. V'shibid lo b'nechosev. Right, person, what's it called, is holding an IOU, right, or a shtar, that Reuven owes Shimon. So, Shimon's holding that shtar, and Reuven was meshabed his nechosim in that shtar to be, leaned for this chov. So, muhzuk bal hashtar bin nechosim yoser min halove. And therefore, since I'm holding this shtar, it represents the property that is leaned for this debt. So the person who it's leaned to is already considered the muhzak. Hilkach kivan the nichse b'shusa kaime. I should say b'shusa since the nechas rishos havilu yorshi habal tovim v'amotz mechavero avaraya. So the yorshim of the baal are the motzim. She's the muhzak. And therefore, since they can't bring a proof one way or the other whether she's tahor or not, she gets her ksuba. Valein lohavi raya shezinsa b'stirazu v'avda ksubasa. They have to bring a raya and they can't. There's no way of bringing a raya anymore unless they bring Adam that she was mezana. But otherwise, she gets her ksuba. U'beisilo savri lavki govui domi. V'havi lehi tovas misothik. D'dil mezanai. Right, she, what's it called, is only be Toveh the Ksuba, even though she's, Tosa speaks about over here, little Lechora, she's tining Bori. Right, I know for sure I wasn't Mizana, and the Yorshim don't know, they're a Sofik, so why don't we bring a Raya from here that Bori Vishema, Bori is, what's it called, not Odif, right? So Tosa says, no, once there's a Raglayim Ladover, once she had Kinui and Stira, so she took away that she can't anymore taina bori that I wasn't mezana. We don't listen to her because keneged her bori is a raglayim ledover that she was mezana. So it's not a case of bori v'shema. It's just a case of who's the muhzak. Both of them have a din of suffik. Okay. Hilkach inhu vadai v'hi suffik. They ain't suffik. Most of the vadai. Right? They are a vadai. What's it called? They're muhzak. In other words. They're saying that what's it called, that they're the muhzik, and she's only she's not a muhzik, she's a motzi. So motzi mechavev araya. V'olel havi raya shalozin, so she has to bring a proof that she was mezana. Otherwise, we say that she was, and they keep the ksuba. Okay.
Why isn't she considered an aver soldats?
Like what?
Said before. Isn't she an aver soldats? And therefore she loses her ksuba. She's now in the category of losing her ksuba. Mela, she doesn't have a ksuba anymore, and therefore she's a muhzik. She's not a muhzik anymore.
Just why like isn't she Overis Aldas?
Yeah, like we said before, that she's natural like an Overis Aldas. And therefore she's not in the category of getting a ksuba anymore. So why is she considered a muhzak?
Even she can't be Mavar. So she can't be Mavar. Yeah, but it's not... why doesn't she lose her ksuba out in Overis al Das? Like all the other cases where she can't drink.
She still was already in Overis al Das, so she's in the category of Overis al Das, that she doesn't get a ksuba.
No, even if she wasn't.
If he hadn't died, she would
have. Huh?
If he hadn't died, she would have drunk.
She would have gone through the process.
But the question is, I'm saying, but a sota
who's mevar that she wasn't mezana doesn't lose her ksuba.
I'm asking,
but even though she was Overis
Adas, why is she considered a muzik if she's already in the category of Overis Adas? Memela, she has to prove it that she's not. How would she prove it? By normally drinking?
She's not going to prove that she wasn't Overis Adas. She was nistor anyway. Still, the Torah says she gets her ksuba, even though that doesn't take away her ksuba. If she could drink, right, and prove that she's innocent, she'll get her ksuba. Right? So she doesn't have a din of anymore of Averis al Das. Because Averis al Das, she loses it because of the yichud, not because of the... Right. Here, though, the Torah gave her a right to prove that she's innocent and takes away that. Mela, what's it called? The husband died. He's the reason why she can't drink. If she could drink, she'd get her ksuba, even though she was miyachid. So that doesn't take away anything. No, but that's where, what's it called? That's where she can't drink or whatever. But here she could drink, then the Torah says she gets a ksuba if she can drink. She wants to do tshuva. Whatever. So it's, okay. Okay. The Muberes Chadero, right? If he's married to a woman that was pregnant when he married her, which he shouldn't have married her, so he can't be Mekayim her. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Machlokus Beakora Uskena. Aval Islandis Divri Akor Lo Shosa, Velo Notlum Teles Ksuba. Shenemer of the Nix of the Nizra Zera, Misha Darkol Hazria, Yotzazu Shein Darkol Hazria. Right, only a Zekena and an Akora who were potentially possible to have children. Right, Akora was where she drank a kosher ikrin. So she was originally a kind of woman who's capable of having children. Or she was a Cana. When she was young, she was capable of having children. Just now, she's not. So she's not Mufka from the Parsha completely. And therefore, they are Shosa. But an Islandess who, from the time she was born, already was not capable of having children. She's a different kind of person. She is out of the Parsha Bechlal of Sota. So she's not Bechlal in the Parsha. And therefore, she's not Shosa, and she's not Notul Ksubasa either. Okay? Because she's out of the parsha of Soto Bechlau. So, Memela, what's it called? She's a regular, like I said, a regular Overis Salda. She's not in the parsha. Memela, she loses her Ksuba.
But for the Akara is not in the Mishnah.
What?
The word Akara is not in the Mishnah. Shein Eruya Leilet is in the Mishnah.
Yeah, so that's what's it called? That's an Akara, a woman is not Ruya Leilet. Okay. Machlok is the Polig Rav Elezer v'Omer Yochel Lisa Acheres v'Akora Uskeina. The Lekel Amemer Eina Shosa El Taima Mishum De Lo Chazia L'Kaima. What's the reason that she'd not drink? Because it's only if he can get her back as a wife. But here he's not allowed to get her back as a wife because he has to have Mekayim Pruervu. So on that, Rav Elezer argues and says no. He could take another wife and he could keep this one. Allah polig Rav Elezer va'omer ruuya lekaima deha yochel lisa ishacheres aval islandis nohi nami deruuya lekaima by an islandis, even though he could also remain married to the islandis and marry another woman to mekayim purvu mihu lo shasya mehay taima deruuya leheroin, because you need a woman who was shayach to have children at some point. Va'akora al yedei maka. And Akora, either because she drank a kosher ikrin or because some kind of outside force, what's it called, caused her to be an Akora. But she was born and basically is a woman who potentially could have had children. Uskeina mina the bas beseroinhi. She also had potential to have a child until she became old. Kodem lechein. Aval islandis mi beten ima lekuyahi velo chazia. She's a different kind of person. Right, from the time she was born, she wasn't able to have children. So she's mufka from the parsha. She's out of the parsha completely.
What?
What?
I mean, now she's not in the parsha. That's a different system.
No, so that's what the Torah says. Only somebody, it doesn't, not talking, we have a lot of things. Call Haroi Labila Ain Bila Mokevis. Right. So here, even though right now she can't have children, but she's not a different kind of person, she was a person who at some time was able to have children. So she's not out of the parish completely. Right? She's not right now omei to have children, but she was Roy at some point, so she's not a different kind of woman. But an islandess is somebody who could never have children, and she's a different kind of person. She has all the simonim, right, make her a different person. So that when the Torah is memayit, why tofasta meruba lo tofasta? Why memayit a person who's was capable of having children, just right now can't, when you have somebody tonight who never could have children? So when the Torah says v'niksa v'nisra zera, right, and it's memayit from that, somebody who couldn't have children, we're only memayit somebody who never could have had children, who's a different kind of person. Somebody who could have had children just right now, if she's in a matzah, where she can, then she's not memayit.
Not just now, forever.
Yeah, fine, but she's not a different kind of person just because that's a teva holom, that at some point it becomes not, she can't have it. Are we going to say that if she was mezana when she was a nida, then she can't get pregnant, also not?
No, right. In the future.
Yeah, okay, whatever. But what's it called? No, it's not just a different kind of person. Just that's the teva holom.
A real island is a cicada, possibly.
What?
There's no such thing as loose.
Why?
Because
she's capable of having snus. She's not capable of children. Right? It's just what's it called?
She's whoever's not in the fascia side to maybe. That's only the time when you have.
No. There's no such limud. Okay. Okay, that's that. So that is the what's it called, the Meisle. Yeah, we didn't get it. Meisle. Hamekanel arusoso ulashomeris yovim shalom. Okay, person has kinoi by an arusa or by a shomeris yovim. So we say that they are not shosa, right? At least according to the chachomim. Im ad shalom konso nistara. So if she was miyached, she had stira before he was made the yibum or before he made the nesuin, so then lo shosa velo noteles ksuba, like we said, because it has to be tachas baila and she tachas isha, and they're not tachas isha. Muberes chadero umeinekes chadero lo shosa velo noteles ksuba divrei meir. Muberes chadero meinekes chadero. They don't drink and they don't get their ksuba. That's what Reb Meir holds. Shehayer Reb Meir Omer lo yisa adam uberes chaveru meinekas chaveru v'imnasi yotzi v'yo yavzer olomis. Right? Reb Meir held that if a person married a woman who was pregnant from somebody else, so the Rabbanan gave him a knas and he has to divorce her and he never can marry her again. So she's not roi l'kaima, according to Reb Meir. Therefore, she's out of the parish of Sota. The Chachamim omrim yotzi ukshiagias mano lichnos yichnos. Okay, and the Chachamim hold no that he right now divorces her or stops living with her, and then when the zman comes, 24 months is up, but the child is 2 years old, and they stop the yanika, the hanoka. So then, what's it called? He can take her back. They didn't make such a knas that he can never remarry her. V'haruba shenosa akora uskena ve'ein lo ishu bonim meikora lo shosa v'lo noteles ksuba. Right, and a young man who wasn't mekayim pruvu yet, who married an akora or uskena who can't have children, and he doesn't have another wife. He never had children. Right, so they don't drink because he's not allowed to be mekayim them. He has to get rid of them and marry a woman who's capable of having children. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yochul Lisacheres Velifros Velirbos Hemeno. Okay, but Rabbi Lezer holds that no, he could marry another woman. They're Efshalakaima, right? Just marry another woman and Mimakaim Pruva with her. Avahamekana Larusoso Ulishomeris Yavim Shalo Umisha Nichnasa Nistera Osho Solon Tlazuba. Right, however, what's it called? Person who is Mekanov is Aruso Shomeris Yovam, and after he was Machneser, he made the Yibum or he made Nesuin, right, then she was Nister, then she's a regular Sota. Either she drinks or she doesn't get her Ksuba. Okay, let's do a little bit more, and then we can get to the question yet over here. Muberes umeinekes atmo, osho, so olol notel ksuba. If she's a muberes from him, or meinekes atmo, right? Same thing. There's no reason, even though right now she can't get pregnant, right? But lemaisa, she's the kind of woman who could get pregnant. So she either drinks or doesn't get her ksuba. We don't say, Rashi says, let's wait for her until she'll give birth or whatever, and not kill the kid. We don't wait. Tosa says, no, we do wait. She doesn't go through the process till she gives birth. There's no reason to kill the kid. Okay. We'll end up learning the next Lomit over here, so we'll stop over here and we'll get to the we didn't get to the Kashi and the Meisvei, what exactly the question is over here by an islandist, but we'll get to it. Let's see Rashi too. If there was Kenyan stira during the Erisin, or when she was a Shomeris Yavam, so there's no, she does not Shosa. The Lo Yavzir Olamis, Knosa Kansi Rabban Rameir holds that if you marry a woman who's pregnant from somebody else, right, the guy died or divorced her when she was pregnant, and you married her against Shalokadin, they made a Knas, you can never marry her. You have to divorce her and can never marry her again. The Rabbanan hold you could take her back after 24 months. And a bocher who wasn't Mekayim Pruer Vu, who was married to a skena or a woman is an akara, muberes atzmo shahaisa leishto muberes v'kinala oshosos v'lo amrinan lo liktele levad. We don't say wait until the kid's born. We kill her. That's a call. And Rashi compares this to the case where a woman's chayav misa's based in and she's pregnant. So there it says beferish that we kill her. We don't wait for the child to be born. But over here, there's no chiyuv to kill her right now. She can go through the process later. So we wait till the child's born. Tosa says. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow and finally get to the question.
24 months is necessary to find an actor because she could harm the kid.
What? We're afraid that he won't let her nurse because not his kid. And they'll end up killing the kid.
So then if she's still killing, we don't care that this would be Margaret, Mamzer.
Oh, no, that we'll get to, Mamzer. We didn't get to Mamzer yet. Why?